This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, we're celebrating and remembering the recent edition of LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, held in New York for the 18th consecutive year. And Josh, I'm always, I know, of course, that you have so much credibility in the world of the Latin alternative, but still it amazes me that you are actually one of the original founders of this conference that is known worldwide. And of course, you were there, right?
Yes, I had a lovely time there. And LAMC was co-founded by Tomas Cookman and I back in 2000. I think I have the hairline to prove it at this point that we've done it 18 years. But it was a great conference, Ernesto. Went very smoothly and had some really awesome artists there this year. Some of whom we're going to be playing very shortly. And also, we had some great panels. In fact, for me, a personal highlight was having Carlos Alomar, the longtime guitarist for David Bowie, joined by Visitante from Calle 13 for a special producers panel. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. But first, we're going to play some music and do a special interview with Miami's Elastic Bond. I know. Favorite U.S. Latin alternative acts. I'm talking about Miami's Elastic Bond. Sofia and Andres, welcome to the show.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, gracias. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, always a pleasure. And it scares me when I think that the last time we had you on the show was 4 years ago. Feels like it was just yesterday. You know, we were big supporters of the single Find a Way, and we're very happy that Elastic Bond is back with a second album called Honey Bun that came out last year on Nacional Records. And probably the song we've played most off this record is the track Un Lugar. For me, it had like sort of a nice little bit of mid-90s trip-hop vibe meets contemporary Latin pop, and I was hoping you guys could just briefly talk about the song and also just who Elastic Bond is, some of your influences.
Sure. Well, the song Un Lugar is about, you know, the relationship between men and a woman and also mankind and Mother Earth. It has like a double meaning to it, and it gives the message of hope when, you know, maybe a relationship isn't going quite the way you want it, and there are these disagreements or, you know, things like challenges, and then you know it offers like a message of hope. And I'll let Andres introduce the band.
And yeah, as far as you know, we've joked on the show that Miami is kind of a black hole for Latin alternative music, but I think Elastic Bond represent a real bright point on. And tell us just a little bit about the band's history and what's going on in Miami these days.
Yeah, sure. We formed Elastic Bond a little over 10 years ago, and initially it was more like a studio project. You know, we weren't sure if we were going to perform live as a band, but then the chemistry between Sophie and I was great in the studio, in the songwriting, and then also in the few live shows we started doing, like it just grew organically, developed from there. At first, we started just playing around Miami, and little by little, we have expanded our areas of exposure. And through the internet is great because you get to connect with people from all over.
Well, awesome. We're going to take a listen to my favorite song on the latest album, Honey Bun. This is Elastic Bond and the track Un Lugar.
¿Qué más quieres de mí? Si te llevaste todo lo que te di, aprovechaste la oportunidad, excavaste mi profundidad. Ya no queda más, ya no queda más, ya no queda más, ya no queda más. Ya no puedo fingir. descansa mi corazón bajo el concreto y sigue lleno de amor más que repleto. Ahora sé, no te puedo olvidar, quisiera contigo volver a empezar, huir de aquí, dejar atrás todo esto y perdonarte, amor.
Lo que tienes y eres amable, no solo si te conviene. Siempre proviene de Cora y pasamos horas hablando pa' conocernos o en la puerta del silencio eterno, haciendo jugo de apio y leyendo sabios. Me encanta tu optimismo, tu creencia en los milagros. Te conozco hace mil años respirando incienso. Por eso siempre me llamas cada vez que yo te pienso. En blanco el lienzo, no lo manchemos de mentira. Pasemos esta unión en la disciplina y la buena vida. Vegetariana, saludable en la comida. No toma, no droga, no fuma, cáncer suicida. Solo sin semilla y par de hongos en la pizza. Viviendo la humildad, pero muerto de la risa. Nada de prisa, aquí no hay decepción alguna. Solo dos almas desnudas, meditando como Buda.
I'm Andres.
And I'm Sophie from Elastic Bond.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative.
I need you so.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and a special episode recorded at the Latin Alternative Music Conference 2017. We just heard the track Into You from Elastic Bond and their latest album, Honey Bun. And I would be remiss if we didn't also play a song that was in very heavy rotation, not just on our show, but on many of the stations that air our program, like WEXT in Albany, New York, KCSN in Los Angeles. And this was just a really cool song. I'm hesitant to call it a Latin alternative track. It's just, to me, like a super infectious, catchy indie rock track. Just tell us a little bit about Find a Way. And this was from your 2013 album, Real, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Find a Way is a song about optimism and you know, reaching out for what you want, you know. It came about super organically, and when we were recording the song, we had been reading the biography of
The Doors, Jim Morrison, and we watched the documentary too.
And we almost feel like it was influenced by, you know, the spirit of Jim, in a way. Yeah,
it has some of that '60s groove, a little surf rock in there.
And so it's very special. It's a very special song, and we love that. That's one of my favorite songs too.
Well, then we are gonna take a listen right now. Flashback to 2013, Elastic Bond and the song Find a Way.
Into the infinite.
This is the Latin Alternative. Listening to the Latin Alternative, and a special recap of the 18th annual Latin Alternative Music Conference, which was recently held in New York City.
And I think it's really great, Josh, that you found the time to interview some of these artists that definitely keep the Latin Alternative alive. And I would say Chile's Alex Anwanter is one of them. And I'm so happy that you get to interview him this year.
Joined by one of my favorite artists here at the conference this year. I'm talking about the Chilean electropop artist, Alex Anwanter. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Very good, and happy to have you with us. You reminded me that I was thinking you were last on the show 3 years ago. Apparently, it's 4 years ago. I'm grateful that we've been playing your music for many years in between. I really enjoyed a song on your latest album, Amiga, which came out last year. Siempre es viernes en mi corazón, or It's Always Friday in My Heart. Great song title. Tell us a little bit about this song, and I understand you also self-produce, which I think our listeners would be good for them to hear about, and some of your influences.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Siempre es viernes en mi corazón is kind of my wolf in sheep's clothes, in the sense that it introduces in a dancey context the themes and the issues that I approach on the album, which are quite like socio-political. So it's kind of a surprising setting for those issues. And in that sense, I just produced it as a very upbeat, fun, housey, bouncy track. Very much in the vein of Cómo Puedes Vivir Contigo Mismo, which we were talking about as a single from my previous album, Rebeldes. But yeah, this album is kind of more into, you know, themes of collectiveness and social issues. So it actually has more people playing things, and which is like an analog of the collective themes, actually a number of people singing and stuff. So this song has Argentinian pop stars Miranda singing.
Oh, really? Miranda's on this?
Yeah.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
And there's like an orchestra, actually, a string orchestra. So that's pretty much like the production essentials.
Well, that's a super cool background. Had no idea that Argentina's one of their biggest dance pop groups, Miranda, on this as well. So we're going to take a listen. This is Alex Anwanter. Siempre es viernes en mi corazón. It's always Friday in my heart, from his latest album, Amiga.
El trabajo que no tiene fin. Oh, viernes, siempre es viernes en mi corazón. Quiero regalarme un montón. Todo el tiempo me siento morir, y el viernes puedo morir.
Cada vez que me despierto, dos mensajes en el velador. Iglesia me manda al infierno. Ya
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and a special episode recorded at the Latin Alternative Music Conference 2017. We're joined by the Chilean electropop artist Alex Anvanter. We just heard the song Siempre es Viernes en mi Corazón. And Alex, you know, maybe I'm guilty of playing bass in an 80s cover band. So I definitely, my ears gravitate towards like 80s and 90s electropop. And full disclosure to our listeners, I serve as the music supervisor for the Netflix show El Chapo. And as I told you, Alex, I recently included one of your songs. I think it was this upcoming song we're about to play in a scene that takes place in the 1980s at a dance club. And, you know, the fact that I could take a contemporary song and kind of sneak it in there, you know, makes me want to ask, like, what were some of your influences from that era? Like, was it Pet Shop Boys? Was it like, who were some of your groups? Because my ears sort of picked up on that immediately. Yeah. And I'm guilty. You
know? Especially for my previous album, I think in Rebeldes, there was a lot of influence of like traditional house from Chicago and electropop. You mentioned the Pet Shop Boys, and quite correctly, I was really into them at that time. But as I was telling you, I also wanted to start including you know, these themes in like these issues in the song. So it sometimes more than the connection to certain specific type of house music or whatever, it's the scene, it's the like the atmospheres, the performativeness and the queerness of certain types of music that I was trying to emulate somehow.
So that brings me to my next point. As an LGBT artist, I think it's hard enough in a country like the United States. And here you are in South America, in Chile, which granted is one of the more progressive countries by Latin American standards, but still a very conservative place. And you've made some very, you know, provocative, I think very groundbreaking videos for your songs. And I know also you've directed and wrote a movie, a film. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? Because it's unusual to have an artist who is both a recording artist, producer, film director. just tell us a little about it, and then we'll play Como Puedes Vivir Contigo Mismo.
Well, yeah, I'm a little bit restless. that's like my main fault, I think. As you mentioned, I started directing music videos some while ago. I haven't directed all my music videos. Like recently, we released a video for Cordillera, which is like the latest single from Amiga. I didn't direct that one, but I did direct the video from Siempre es Viernes en mi Corazón, which actually got nominated to a Latin Grammy. So I ended up like getting some sort of training, if you will, in visual language. And that, along with my desire to explore in more depth these conflicts and sort of violence, discrimination, and how they intersected with queer lives, it got me into the idea of writing a screenplay based on a very loosely based on an actual murder that happened in Santiago a few years ago. A fan of mine got tortured and killed, which was really shocking, not only to me, but the whole Chilean society. It was kind of the equivalent of our Matthew Shepard.
Yes, in Wyoming.
And it kind of like produced shockwaves in Chilean society. And I wanted to make this vehicle of reflection that a movie can be to really like debate that type of violence. Not judge people who I think are homophobic or discriminatory, but just like really think together as a society. And pop songs are great and are very emotional, but they're very short.
Sure.
And sometimes, like, issues are a little more complex.
Well, no, I think it's wonderful that you shine a light on this. And I remember, you know, the song we're going to play right now, Como Puedes Vivir Contigo Mismo, I remember when I saw you perform it 4 years ago at LAMC, you know, it had a lot of references to, like, voguing, you know, which were things I hadn't really thought about in a long time. You know, it was just interesting to see, like, it's almost like a modernized twist on that and coming from Chile. So I want to thank our special guest, Alex Anvanter. We're going to take a listen to probably my favorite track in your catalog, Como Puedes Vivir Contigo Mismo, How Can You Live With Yourself. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Josh, for your invitation.
No sé cómo enfrentarme a esto. Se me escapa el control. Aunque digan que es malo. Me siento.
yo puesto un disfraz. Ni tengo miedo de los juicios. No te sientes como estrella en la luz de la presencia ajena, siendo solo lo que soy, escondiendo lo que es real. Y aunque digan que es malo, yo me siento en el cielo.
Hey, my name is Alex Anvanter and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative, an episode devoted to the recent LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference, with some great interviews and songs as well. I also am very jealous, even more than the interviews, I'm jealous about the great shows that you get to see, right?
Yes, Ernesto. And one of the great things about LAMC is the support we get from the city of New York. And so every year that we've done the Latin Alternative Music Conference, we've had big free concerts at both Central Park Summer Stage and Celebrate Brooklyn at Prospect Park. And so I thought we'd play three songs in a row from three artists who played together at the Central Park Summer Stage show during the Latin Alternative Music Conference. I wanted to kick things off with the Venezuelan political punk band La Vida Bohème. I love this song, Radio Capital. It goes back to their 2011 debut album Nuestra. Let's take a listen to La Vida Bohème, Radio Capital.
Fiesta, candado y crestas, nuestra fiesta,
nuestra.
This is the Latin Alternative.
You've got an open heart, so you share what's inside, thinking that all is said in confidence, but then you realize. You're along for the ride, thinking that all is said in confidence. Yeah, you realize.
Listening to the Latin Alternative, and a special recap episode dedicated to the recent Latin Alternative Music Conference held in New York City for its 18th year. We just heard Chicano Batman and the song Friendship is a Small Boat in a Storm. Chicano Batman recently performed at the Central Park Summer Stage show at the LAMC, and man, they were so great. It was actually the first time I got to see them live in a long time, and you know, this is a band that's become a favorite of Jack White from the White Stripes. They've become quite popular in their own right now, and it's just great to see a very enthusiastic crowd in New York for Chicano Batman.
An event that perhaps is not as famous as it should be outside of its native Argentina is Pericos. This is a veteran band now, and probably the protagonist of the whole Argentinian reggae movement. And this is not a small movement. There are so many bands for the past two or three decades in Buenos Aires and throughout Argentina playing reggae music. Los Pericos, definitely the most important of those, and they were there at LAMC. We're going to listen to a classic Pericos track from their seminal album, Yerba Buena. This is Caliente by Pericos with some Argentinian reggae.
No me deja pensar, como te digo que no puedo acercarme, como te digo yo no puedo soportar, como te digo me hace falta un calmante. Ven, ven, como mueve la patita, ven, 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 pura adrenalina. Ven, ven, como mueve la patita, ven, 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 de aquí se
This is the Latin Alternative. We just heard Pericos from Argentina with Caliente. They were at LAMC performing their wonderful brand of Latin reggae. And now we're going to be doing something that I really like when we play a song that's not necessarily Latino. We're going to listen to some David Bowie. And this is because you had the amazing opportunity, Josh, to be part of a panel with Carlos Alomar, the original guitarist, with some of David Bowie's quintessential classics. How was that? How was that? I actually saw a photo of you with Carlos Alomar on Facebook. What was that panel like?
It was amazing, Ernesto. We had a special panel at the Latin Alternative Music Conference called Producers in the Mix, and we thought it would be fun to pair Carlos Alomar, who is David Bowie's longtime guitarist and musical arranger, and he co-wrote Fame, you know, with Bowie and John Lennon, and have him on the panel together with Visitante, one half of Calle 13, you know, the hugely popular alternative reggaeton group, and you know, Visitante is also a well-regarded producer in his own right. So we thought it would be interesting to have young and older Puerto Ricans who are very prominent musicians and producers. And Carlos Alomar was very cool. In fact, I wrote a question for the panel asking him, you know, when David Bowie first came to New York, apparently Alomar took him to Spanish Harlem. They saw salsa shows together late at night. You know, I wanted to ask a little bit about, like, how did that, if at all, rub off on Bowie? Anyway, as you mentioned, it's always nice to spotlight the contributions of Latino musicians to non-Latin artists. And so I thought we would play David Bowie, Golden Years, you know, featuring original guitar riffs and written by Carlos Alomar.
Hear your say lights taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come for the baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come for the baby.
There's my fever lost, that's all. Once I'm big and you save a little soul.
Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come for the baby. In walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Come for the baby.
I'll stick with you, baby, for 1,000 years.
right back down where you once belonged, in the back of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you gotta get smart. Wish upon, day upon day. I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Once I'm thinking you stay for a little
golden years.
Come, don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come, baby. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Golden years.
Yes.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron. Un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso aguanta cualquier clima. Soy una fábrica de humo, mano de obra campesina para tu consumo. Frente de frío en el medio del verano, el amor en los tiempos del cólera, mi hermano. El sol que nace y el día que muere, con los mejores atardeceres. Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva. Las caras más bonitas que he conocido, soy la fotografía de un desaparecido. La sangre dentro de tus venas, soy un pedazo de tierra que vale la pena una canasta con frijoles. Soy Maradona contra Inglaterra, anotándote dos goles. Soy lo que sostiene mi bandera, la espina dorsal del planeta en mi cordillera. Soy lo que me enseñó mi padre, el que no quiere a su patria, no quiere a su madre. Soy América Latina, un pueblo sin pierna, pero que camina. Oye,
tú no puedes comprar al viento, tú no puedes comprar al sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores, tú no puedes comprar al viento, tú no puedes comprar al sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor, tú no puedes comprar las nubes, tú no puedes comprar los colores, tú no puedes comprar mi alegría, tú no puedes comprar mis dolores.
Tengo los lagos, tengo los ríos, tengo mis dientes pa' cuando me sonrío, la nieve que maquilla mis montañas. Tengo el sol que me seca y la lluvia que me baña, un desierto embriagado con peyote, un trago de pulque para cantar con los coyotes, todo lo que necesito. Tengo a mis pulmones respirando azul clarito, la altura que sofoca. Soy las muelas de mi boca, mascando coca, el otoño con sus hojas desmayadas, los versos escritos bajo la noche estrellada, una viña repleta de uva, un cañaveral bajo el sol en Cuba. Soy el mar Caribe que vigila las casitas, haciendo rituales y agua bendita, el viento que peina mi cabello. Soy todos los santos que cuelgan de mi cuello, el jugo de mi lucha no es artificial, porque el abono de mi tierra es natural.
Tú no puedes comprar el viento, tú no puedes comprar el sol, tú no puedes comprar la lluvia, tú no puedes comprar el calor.
orgullo, aquí se comparte, lo mío es tuyo. Este pueblo no se ahoga con marullo, y si se derrumba, yo lo reconstruyo. Tampoco pestañeo cuando te miro, para que te recuerde de mi apellido. La operación Cóndor invadiendo mi nido, perdono pero nunca olvido, oye.
Vamos caminando, aquí se respira luz.
Just heard one of the most transcendental Latin anthems of the past couple of decades. This was Latino America with Puerto Rico's Calle 13, featuring a number of divas from the Latin American world. Of course, always nice to have Calle 13 participating at LAMC, the Latin Alternative Music Conference. Right, Josh?
Yes, indeed. It was an amazing conference this year. And if you like what you've been hearing, we hope you will follow The Latin Alternative on Facebook at The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show at thelatinalternative.com. We'll be back at you again next week. Adios.
Hasta la próxima.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.